What happens when things end? What happens when the things people thought would last forever just stop existing? And what does it tell us about the future? Let me explain.
Let me explain with Sean Defoe, a News Talk original.
The company that made the iconic Spitfire plane doesn't exist anymore. Supermarine was founded in 1913 under a different name, taken over by Vickers Armstrong's, made its contribution to history, was then taken over by the British Aircraft Corporation, which itself became defunct and merged with two other aircraft manufacturers who eventually became British Aerospace. And you're not going to believe this, that company became defunct and merged with another company that, and I'm not pulling your leg, merged with a company that at the time of recording this still exists. So what was left of Supermarine? While manufacturing was spread out during the war to guard against presenting the Nazis with one huge bombing target, but the factory in Southampton isn't there anymore. There's some waste ground, an estate called Mitchell Close after Spitfire's designer, a place called Marine Skills Centre and a bridge. Only the slipway into the nearby river remains. According to the RAF, 20,342 Spitfires were built in total. Less than 80 remain airworthy. Betamax is gone, losing the format war to VHS, which fell to the DVD, which is still around, but have you bought one lately? Ray O'Brien from MusicZone.ie says some things will probably never end.
We sell a lot of vinyl, a lot of CD, and a little bit of cassette. They're certainly hanging in there. I think CD for the first 6 months of this year showed growth for the first time in nearly 15 years. Vinyl has obviously been really strong since probably, I'd say, growth since 2012. You know, it's plateaued in the last 4 or 5 years, but at a good level globally. We used to, in the noughties, used to do a lot of movies as well, DVD and stuff, where we definitely have seen a rate decline in that area. The whole ritual of the needle hitting the record, the crack of the needle hitting the record, that attachment which you've invested financially in it, or more invested emotionally in it, then it can kind of probably mean more than maybe a playlist. We find with the music heads with us, the more information, the better, you know. Deluxe package with extra bonus live kind of tracks and CDs and lots of information about where it was produced, the story behind the making the record, you know, story of maybe what the band were going through at the time, rather than just that digital song.
Can you see a time as well, Ray, maybe where there's no physical media, or will people always want things?
I think there's a place for it always. I'd be of the opinion, you know, that records will still be bought and sold in 50 100 years time. Some people love having records and CDs in a collection, and others don't like maybe clutter. But I would certainly, to answer your question, would think that 100% there will still be physical media.
Phone boxes were useful for prank calling 11811 when it was originally introduced as a free phone directory services number, and I was a child. Now the surviving phone boxes are either derelict or have become a home for defibrillators. I wasn't brave enough to call 11811 with existential questions, so I emailed AIR, formerly Aircom, formerly Telecom Éireann, who created the mobile network Aircell, which became defunct in 2001 and became Vodafone. Anyway, AIR said the 11811 service still exists.
11811, the all-singing, all-dancing directory inquiry number. Aircom, go further.
What else might end in the future? The humble book? Landlines? Watches with a heartbeat? Can younger people even tell time on a clock anymore? Here's a segment from Jimmy Kimmel Live where they asked people on the street to read the time on an analogue clock.
Can you look at this and tell me what time it is?
Oh, no. No, I can't. It's 45.
You want to say anything to your teachers back in college?
Not at all, because they're going to be so disappointed that I have not read a clock like this since elementary school.
Oh, man, it is 8:17.
Just to say that time the last guy was trying to guess is around 20 to 4. Country's end, it must have seemed like the Austro-Hungarian Empire would never end before it declared war on Serbia in 1914. Now even the 8 countries its fall created don't exist in the same way anymore. Some have stopped being kingdoms and are now republics. Yugoslavia was broken up further into Bosnia and Herzegovina, Croatia, Macedonia, and the Federal Republic of Yugoslavia, which itself no longer exists and was replaced by the countries Serbia and Montenegro. which doesn't exist anymore because it was replaced by the separate Serbia and Montenegro. What about your petrol or diesel engine? How long before that ends? I asked motoring journalist Geraldine Herbert.
From 2035, the EU are going to ban the sale of new petrol and diesel cars. The lifespan of a car is about 15 years, so you'll be able to buy a petrol and diesel car up to that date. So they're looking at by 2050, the transport sector will be carbon neutral.
Is the move to electric going as well as expected?
I think everybody would agree that it has hit a few bumps along the way. We had this big surge in EVs, basically from 2018 to 2023. Sales went from 1% market share of new car sales to about, I think it's 19%. And now it has stalled. The money in Ireland is being spent instead of on incentives, it's been spent on the public charging infrastructure. And I suppose when you have, you know, a cost of living crisis, people tend to stick with the technology they know. We would expect it to pick up towards the second half of the decade.
This podcast is all about, you know, what happens when things end. Will driving, do you think, as an activity end soon?
I think what's going to happen is more and more technology is going to filter into our cars. So we'll have technology that will see around bends and see over hills. And we'll realise, do you know what, that technology actually does things that I can't do, and it does it much better. I don't see people owning a driverless car. I think that's very far in the future. I think what we will see are driverless trucks. I think we'll also see driverless cars in the taxis and the mobility sectors. But I do see kind of various aspects of driving being handed over to technology.
Ultimately, a lot of the time, it's up to us about what ends and when. Demand for interceptor aircraft like the Spitfire kind of dropped off in the mid-1940s. A Rolex might have a heartbeat, but will only tell you the time and date, while your smartwatch will tell you how many times your heart beats in a minute. Will Betamax ever make a comeback, or will we decide the entirely for show necktie should stop existing? Maybe it will stop being a thing for a bit and then make a comeback. Only time will tell. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe. John Keogh is the series editor.